K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavators Specialist. GFL time now, second semi-final day, and Colac 9-14-68 defeated St Joseph's 5-10-40 to win their way into their third GFL Grand Final, chasing their second GFL Premiership. 14 consecutive wins. They haven't lost since round five, and we're lucky enough to be joined by their co-coach, Rowan McSparron. Rowan, congratulations. Talk to us about the emotion in the rooms post-game, knowing that you've taken the direct route into the decider.
Yeah, the boys were pretty pleased to get direct access. So, I think pleasing was the main thing, but a bit of pride too. The boys put in a pretty good performance.
Slow out of the blocks, is that a case of having the week off?
I don't think so. I think we were prepared pretty well. They just rolled in. Joey's having all that finals experience, so we're just ready to go from the start of the game. And they got a bit of a jump on us, which isn't the way we wanted to start.
You held them to only one goal after quarter time. Your defensive setup, and I'm talking to Paul Carson a little bit earlier, he says just the way you structured up, not only defensively inside the defensive 50, but around the ground really worked for you. But that takes a lot of discipline, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I thought we were led to the ball early, and their forwards were dictating a fair bit of play to us. So we tried to rectify that at quarter time, and the boys responded really well after half time, especially the back six. So that was pretty pleasing. But Joey's been Joey's. You never know when they're going to turn it on. So it's always a dangerous proposition.
Travis Woodmason is in the veteran category now, but produced one of the games of the season from him.
Yeah, he was fantastic yesterday. He stood up. Joey's had some really good wingers in Ferguson, Rees, and Travis played a really good role out on his wing and kicked a crucial goal, and I think he hit the post from outside 50 on another one. So, yeah, he played a really good game for us yesterday.
Why do you have such a hold over St Joseph's? You've won four consecutive games. They haven't kicked more than 10 goals in any of those four games. Is it the way you match up that seems to work for you?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not so sure. It's a bit of a mystery, really. We do match up well, but they're usually pretty contested sort of games, and on the same token, we don't kick a big score against them either, so it's usually an arm wrestle, much like yesterday.
Yep, absolutely. Talk to us about the squad heading into the grand final. You're back to nearly full strength. I suspect the only player you'd maybe like to get back is Tyler Manane. Is there any chance of that happening?
Tyler's going to play today, so the boys will suit up soon enough with the Twilight game. I think it starts in round one. So he'll play today and try and get through, and then from there it'll cause some headaches for us with selection going forward.
Is that likely to be the only option that you'll look at?
No, look, to be perfectly honest, we've probably got 6 to 10 blokes underneath playing some really good footy at the minute. They keep putting their hands up. So all things being even, if everyone gets through, obviously we won't make too many changes. But if something does happen over the course of the next fortnight, well, we know we've got people underneath that are able to step up and play the role for the team.
Yeah, if the twos were to get through today, though, Tyler wouldn't be able to play next week?
No, that's right. Yeah, he's overqualified.
Okay, so you'll need to obviously get a good blowout today and put his hand up with a four-quarter performance this afternoon. We wish him the best with that. Ro, you've been in the job, obviously, 10 or 11 months now. Could you have ever imagined that it would unfold like this?
Yes and no, to be honest. I knew they had a quality list, and they've got some really, really good kids down there too. And Kane and the football club over the last 2 to 3 years have done a really good job in putting it together and making these kids stay as Colac players instead of going out to the district, because the lure is pretty strong sometimes down there, and as we know with district leagues in Geelong as well. So for the boys to stick together, I think they're starting to see the rewards now.
Yep. You trained on Deakin last week. Is that something you look to do again heading into the grand final?
We might mix it up. We might go somewhere else. Central Reserve will be available now. The CDFL's finished, so we may even train on our home deck, which is a nice big ground too. So we'll just weigh that up through the weekend and see where we train.
Yeah. What pleased you most about yesterday's performance?
I think probably the response after quarter time was probably the most pleasing thing. I think early on we were second to the ball, and as I said earlier, we're getting led to the ball as well in the back half. So after quarter time, we straightened up a little bit, and just for the boys to grind it out, that third quarter got really greasy and slippery, the yellow footy and bit of rain on the ground as well. So for us to grind out a really solid win in a big game like that was probably the most pleasing thing.
Yeah. Ro, your beloved Apollo Bay winning the twos flag, which was nice, but unfortunately young fella Wade with Ammo's not getting it done down in the Ballerine preliminary finals. Is it make it harder to enjoy what your success is, you know, potentially coming your way with Wade getting beaten?
Oh, absolutely. It's Ammo's has a big soft spot for me. You know, all the family's still there. Bianca, Tyler and Wade still play netball and football there. So it holds a big place in my heart. So it's always disappointing to see him go out. But I was looking at the side the other day and they've got about 13 kids, 22 or under. So I think they've got a pretty bright future. And I think Kane's done a fantastic job this year on getting them where they did. A lot of people didn't think they'd make the finals at all. So to achieve what they have, good, and hopefully they build on it next year.
Yeah, a lot of those kids were kids that you blooded during your time there as well. So hopefully they reap the success of that. And Colac hopefully reaping some success in 13 days' time back at GMHBA Stadium with their second GFL Premiership. You're in the box seat, Ro. Congratulations. I know there's some work to be done, but we do really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kenny.